Silent World on Bachelor with Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We turn to Brazil, the big election in 2022 in October, following the big election in Colombia in May of 2022. Two giants, and their choices will determine much of the next year's conversation about the new world. We begin with Mr. Bolsonaro, who's extremely well known because of the attention he enjoys from the international media. I read, however, from a new story that's just emerged about how Bolsonaro is preparing for the next challenge, the election in October. The National Congress this month rushed to pass legislation to allow the government to avoid paying billions of dollars, court-ordered government payments to individuals and companies, many of which were encouraged to do business in Brazil by government pledges of prompt payment. These are government expenses that operate like government-issued bonds when they go unpaid. I mention this because it's a fundamental issue to governance, Professor, that what we have right now is Mr. Bolsonaro, who's very well known for his colorful remarks, but is not at this point understood as a careful manager of the economy. And we know our elections turn on the economy. Is that the same in Brazil?
Absolutely, John. Brazil is a very economically and otherwise diverse place. And Brazil, what you mentioned is part of a larger process in which Brazil just put forth its election year budget, which, as you would expect, is never an entirely pretty thing. Lots of pork barrel to keep the broad range of centrist parties happy, some extra money for the police, which are part of Bolsonaro's support base. And the particular item that you mentioned, what they call the precatarios, basically kind of IOUs by the Brazilian government, which traditionally are paid relatively rapidly. Bolsonaro, because of some constitutional stipulations on the budget, said, hey, if we stretch out the payment of these for 5 years, there's going to be enough room left for my cash transfer program, Auxilio Brasil, which is replacing his predecessor's Bolsa Família, and basically trying to put money in the hands of Brazil's poor and needy on Bolsonaro's terms. So, again, lots of electioneering payments, pork barrel type of things are going on. But at the end of the day, Bolsonaro has a lot of problems with his popularity right now. That the polls seem to suggest that Lula da Silva has about 48%. Bolsonaro has about 21%. The one possible saving grace is if somebody like Sergio Moro comes in from the center, what they call the Central Bloc. But as time goes on, that doesn't seem to be credibly happening yet. And so right now, it looks like Lula, who is trying to moderate his message, not unlike Gabriel Boric in the days before the Chilean election, to try to capture that center, seems to be on a pretty good glide path to become Brazil's next president, or return to be Brazil's president in October.
The most controversial part of President Bolsonaro's administration is his regard or disregard for the pandemic. We've had one and two waves sweep through Brazil, the Alpha wave and then the Delta wave. And now we have Omicron, the unknowns of the Omicron. I can't judge from this distance, and because I have to read the reports in English, if his constituents, his core, continues to back the idea that vaccinations are unnecessary, that the pandemic is not the threat that is maintained in America and in Europe, and that Brazil will work its way through this. Is that still understood as popular, or does that explain the discrepancy in the polling right now, Professor?
What's interesting, John, Bolsonaro, not unlike with our former President Trump, you have a core group of supporters who really don't believe in vaccinations, who really don't believe in a lot of the things that left-oriented politicians and media have been saying. And so Bolsonaro really does retain that core support base. I call them the Brazilian anti-vaxxers, if you will. The problem is that core support base that believes in him is not big enough to get him elected. And in many ways, that alienates the center. And certainly what you alluded to, although Brazil is actually at a higher vaccination rate than the United States, although with some less effective vaccines. So the likelihood is that with Omicron, that will sweep through Brazil just as it swept through the United States, sweeping through the United States. And so in many ways, the effects of that, especially for those who are not vaccinated, could in many ways cost Bolsonaro even more of the political center.
So that the Omicron has arrived at the wrong moment for Bolsonaro's reelection campaign in 2022. We don't know what it's going to do to our economy. Europe doesn't know either. And so Brazil, one headline I saw says flying blind. That would be a way of describing it. The other part of Bolsonaro's time in the presidency has to do with the criticism of his approach to the environment. The Greens find him unacceptable. Is that a determinative for the election as well? We're going to turn to Lula da Silva next. I just wanted to know if his lack of green policy has hurt him in office, Professor. We have about a minute.
Yeah, Brazil is traditionally been very sensitive to environmental issues, given the Amazon, given its politics, given its cultural diversity. And so with a certain group of both left and center politics, the sense that he has not been a good steward of the Amazon does hurt his popularity. But again, those who believe in Bolsonaro are not going to be swayed by those criticisms and oftentimes see them as ingenuous.
Professor Evan Ellis, he is the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Here at Year's End, the big election in 2022 is Brazil. The second big election is Colombia. We're going to turn to Lula da Silva, who is the challenger, doing very well in the polls. And then the professor has thoughts about lessons learned from the 10 elections so far in South America, combining presidential with legislative elections, and what we can expect in the new year from those elections. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.